Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
Okay, so it's more than just head knowledge. We must have a oneness with God, a relationship with Him. In a marriage covenant and relationship, those two experience intimacy that they don't experience with anyone else in their lives. This is a picture of Christ and His bride. We must experience and seek intimacy to experience with God. Jesus said it this way, that He prayed that we would be one with Him and the Father. John 17, that's the prayer of Jesus to the Father. It's loaded with truth that we are to pray into our own lives. In fact, beginning today, we should be praying, Lord, make me one with You. Make me whole as only You can do. So it's not just through head knowledge, but it's only through oneness with the Lord that the truth can be made flesh in us. And we can be brought to the knowledge of the truth in our spirit, our soul, our mind, and manifesting in our extremities, our words, our lives, our hands, our feet, our attitudes,
our disposition, our innermost man, the sanctuary of our heart.
In contrast with those
who
are learning the truth, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, never to see it manifested in their daily life. And that should concern us very much, and that should drive us to our knees in prayer today. Notice, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, and having only a form, a semblance of godliness, but fooling ourselves. Because God sees all. If we're not denying ourselves, taking up our cross and following Jesus, we are denying the power, the authority of God to reign in our life on His stated terms. And we're to turn away from such people, Paul says here in 2 Timothy chapter 3. I highly recommend that you do read that chapter along with John 17. And we're going to finish here in John chapter 5, two verses here, verse 39 and 40. Notice the Pharisees of Jesus' day, the false religionists who elevated and spoke and worshiped God with their tongue and their lips, but their heart was far from Him. And they knew the Word, but that's not enough. We must continue in the Word, in the written scriptures, the Word being made flesh in us as we seek the Lord for oneness with Him and to have an actual relationship with Him, giving Him the reins of our lives. So Jesus said, you have not, verse 38, His Word, God's Word, abiding in you. For whom He has sent, Him you believe not. In other words, they didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah, yet they claimed to be following God. Earlier in this chapter, verse 23 and 24, Jesus said, He that honoreth not the Son, Jesus, honoreth not the Father which has sent Him. See, we've got to honor Jesus to have the Father's blessing, because all that comes from God, every blessing is in Christ. Every promise and blessing is in Christ and Christ alone. 2 Corinthians 1:20, which says, let's read that. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, for all the promises of God are in Him, in Christ, yea, and in Him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Amen. So all of the blessings of God are in Christ and Christ alone, and that means in obeying Christ.
Abiding in Christ, experiencing vital union with Him, John 15.
And meeting His conditions, taking personal responsibility to adhere to His terms and not our own or somebody else's. So then He says, search the Scripture. For in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life. So they learned and knew the scriptures, but they were not willing to come to Jesus. Notice John 5, 39 and 40. They searched the scriptures and they knew the scriptures, and yet they were not willing to come to Him for a relationship. Again, 1 John 1, 3. Our fellowship is with our Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Friend, are you you seeking God to have a oneness with him, as Jesus prayed here in this same gospel. In John chapter 17, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, this is verse 1, the hour has come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. This is as Jesus was preparing to be crucified, buried, and risen from the dead to go back to be with the Father, having purchased at the cross a church for himself, a people, which he was getting ready to do. And he says in verse 2, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Notice our part. We must keep his word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. That is, those who chose to. As many as received them, him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. That's John 1:12. Okay, continuing in verse 8 here in John 17. And by the way, this is the Lord's Prayer. Some people think our Father which art in heaven, hallowed. That's the model prayer Jesus gave us. That's called more correctly the disciples' prayer, Matthew 6, 9 through 13. But John 17 is the record of Jesus's prayer, the Lord's Prayer to the Father. And he's praying for us. And he says in verse 9, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but I pray for them which thou hast given me. For they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine. And I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thy name, thine own name, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Notice that they may be one. One body in Christ, amen. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Okay, verse 21, Jesus says that they, praise to the Father, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. So Jesus is praying that we would be one with each other, being one body in Christ, and that we would be one with the Father and with the Son. Verse 22, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Amen. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. So Jesus is praying that his body would be one, and that we would be kept into eternal glory, where he was glorified for all eternity past and was getting ready to be there again with the Father. Amen. At that, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, help us to have more than just a form or semblance of godliness, but those who are quietly, humbly seeking your face and crucified, blessed to be crucified with Christ. And we know you will reciprocally raise us up, Lord, as we resign ourselves to follow you on your terms. Lord, each person listening here now, we ask you for the grace, your grace, Lord, which is a necessity upon each heart, Lord, to divinely influence them to love you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, make us one with you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, saints, for listening. God bless you, and thank you very much for praying for the fruitfulness of this outreach. God bless you.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.